back-to-back losses for the Broncos, and on Monday, Gary Kubiak delivered the news of the week.
Peyton is not going to play, that Brock is going to play this week, and all of our full attention is going to be to getting Peyton back and healthy.
Brock Osweiler will be the man under center, his first regular season start of his career.
You know, I'm not going to change a thing. I'm just going to continue to do the normal preparation that I've learned to do over the course of the past couple years.
Now the team heads to Chicago to face former head coach John Fox. There's plenty to talk about. Akib, don't be alarmed.
Oh, my God.
Three and Out starts right now.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for this week's Three and Out, presented by American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans. The Broncos dropped to 7-2 on the season with the loss to the Chiefs, and now they look to bounce back with a big game at Chicago. It's a big week, so let's get this thing started. Time for first down, and now we're joined by Andrew Mason, who's toughing out a sore throat for us. Thanks, Mace, for toughing this one out. Mm-hmm. The big news around here this week is that Peyton Manning will not play. Going to take this week off, try and get healthy. How much do you think that's going to help him this week?
Well, as he said Monday, it's a chance for him to get what is quote-unquote some active rest, in that he can really focus on rehabbing from all of these injuries. Look, he's 39 years old. He's in his 18th season. You've got rib cage, shoulder, foot problems to deal with. They're not going to get any better by playing. And frankly, as we saw, especially with the foot injury in Indianapolis, playing on the turf there exacerbated. The only way he's going to get better, or really have a chance of getting better, is rest. And even then, it's a week-to-week thing. It's something that Kubiak and Manning will revisit next week and see where he's at. But, given the extent of his injuries, it could be a little bit of time before we see Peyton Manning back on the field.
Yeah, they said that head coach Gary Kubiak and Peyton Manning talked for about an hour on Monday before coming to this decision. And it was something that Peyton Manning didn't really agree with, because he's a natural instinct as a player. You want to play.
Yeah, I want to try to get healthy this week. I'm disappointed that I'm injured. I'm disappointed about the game yesterday, certainly, one day after. But I'm going to try to take advantage of this week and try to get to feeling better and getting healthy. And we'll see where everything stands next week.
I know that, but I tried to express to him my concern for getting him back to himself and feeling better. And I think he understands the position I'm in, and I sure as hell understand the type of person he is and player he is.
Time for second down now, and we're joined by Matt Boyer. And Matt, we heard just right there, Brock Osweiler is going to make his first career NFL start, and he'll be doing it on his 25th birthday.
Yeah, not a bad birthday present to have for number 25. But like you said, first NFL career start. I think fans are going to need to temper their expectations a little bit, just because the standard bearer right now is Peyton Manning, and we saw last weekend with him breaking the records, one of the greatest of all time. I think that while it will be his first start, we shouldn't treat him like a rookie, just because he's had so many years underneath Peyton. His tutelage will definitely help. And I also think that that he's going to play pretty well. I think he's going to do just fine. Like we heard in the locker room earlier this week, the team feels like they are getting behind him because they know what he's capable of. They practice with him on Wednesdays. Off-season practices have also helped. So I think he's going to be fine, but I do think fans are going to need to temper their expectations just a little bit.
Yeah, like you mentioned, he's been practicing with the first team on Wednesdays. He started a couple of preseason games this year, and he looked pretty good. And he always says, hey, I always prepare like I'm the starting quarterback. And he said this week, nothing's going to change.
It's my first regular season start, but I'm not going to, put the weight of the world on that. You know, at the end of the day, it's just a football game, and that's how I'm going to treat it. I'm going to prepare the same way I prepared every other week when I was the backup, or, whether I was starting a preseason game. And I know my teammates are going to prepare hard as well.
I think it's a great opportunity for Brock to get in and play this game and show what he can do. You know, I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all. I think he'll do a tremendous job leading this team, being a leader, and taking over until Peyton's able to come back.
Time for third down now, and we're joined by Ben Swanson. Nice of you to dress up. I know it's cold outside, but a sweater, looking good. Brock Osweiler, we just heard from him. He's going to be making his first NFL start this week, and it's going to come against his former head coach, John Fox. It's the ninth time in franchise history the Broncos are going up against a former head coach, and the Bears are coming off a big win against St. Louis.
All right, and they won two in a row, you know, going back a couple weeks. This Bears team is pretty familiar with the Broncos. I mean, you start with Jay Cutler, quarterback, Adam Gase, offensive coordinator, and of course, John Fox. And this isn't the first time Foxy's played his old team. You go back to 2012 when the Broncos took on the Panthers. You know, he got them amped, and they whooped the Panthers 36-14. So you know he's going to have that Bears squad ready to roll to face his old team on Sunday.
How did the Broncos side of that, how did they kind of control their emotions going up? Because they have something they want to prove against Fox, too.
Well, I mean, they just have to get excited for it, too. They have to get back on the winning track. They've lost two in a row. They just have to kind of get back in the swing of things, get back to the winning ways that they've kind of lost over the past few weeks. And if they stay even keeled, I think they'll be ready to take on the energy of the Bears.
Well, Brock Osweiler answered that exact same question on Monday, right after he was named the starting quarterback.
They're on a little bit of a hot streak. Obviously, you know, they're coached very well. And yeah, you know, Coach Fox knows a lot about us, but we also know a lot about him. And, you know, I think it's going to be a great football game. It's going to take the entire team to go into Chicago and get a win this weekend.
It's time for fourth down, so let's punt things over to Scott Ward and our social media department.
All right, thanks, Phil. This week's questions, we got a lot of really good ones. Took a little bit of urging by Phil, but we finally got some good ones. First one is from Daniel Gonzalez. Phil tells me he is our number one fan. He is at Daniel Gonzalez 8. He wonders, if Brock wins in an impressive fashion, will they leave him in, or is this still Peyton's team? Mace, take it away.
Good music and a good question, even though it's one that may not be the easiest to answer at this point. Look, you want to get through at least one start with Brock Osweiler, and then if Peyton Manning is still injured, you know, maybe another starter, two or three, however many it takes until Peyton Manning gets back before you can really start working on that decision. And, you know, first of all, Peyton Manning is going to have a lot to do with deciding whether he's back for the final year of his contract. And then, frankly, I mean, as long as Brock Osweiler plays, it's an audition for the future. And not just for this team, but for the 31 other teams in the league or specifically the teams that might look for a quarterback, the draft class this year. Thin. I don't think there's a lot of immediate answers there for teams seeking a quarterback. So certainly Osweiler may have some possibilities, but as for whether it's with the Broncos, what they do, let's get through this start, and then if there's more, get through those and see where he's at and where the Broncos are at before deciding what to do.
Mace, nice moves. Next question is from T. All he has on his profile. He is at underscore T Wells. With Brock being named the starter, will we be seeing more play under center? And if so, could this strengthen the run game?
I don't know if we're going to be seeing Brock under center so much. As Peyton and Brock both like to say, it's not the Peyton Manning offense, it's not the Brock Osweiler offense, it's the Denver Broncos offense. However, I do think that more of a passing game, more of a mobile quarterback as Brock is, will definitely open things up down the field, which will also open up the running game, which, of course, the Broncos will need to have if they want to have more of a balanced attack. But I do think that Brock Osweiler, while he will be under center maybe more than we're accustomed to seeing him, I do think that will help the running game, and I do think that the Broncos have the ability with Brock's mobility to get off to a good start.
Nice answer, Mike. Next and final question is from Michael Ryan. He is at Michael Ryan 2527. Will the Broncos re-sign Osweiler in the offseason, even though Manning still has another year left on his contract? Swanee, it's for you.
Well, thanks for the question. I don't think we can get too far ahead of ourselves here. You know, all we can really look forward to is this game right ahead of us. And the other focus is to get Peyton healthy. It would be a little speculative to kind of step towards that kind of judgment after one game. So I think we can't really answer that at this point. And, you know, we'll just go one week at a time and we'll see where they are in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, however long it takes to get Peyton healthy.
All right, good job, guys. As usual, show's really over, but... Kiss Phil.
Thank you very much, Scott. That's going to do it for us. Special thanks to Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer, Ben Swanson, and Austin Brink behind the camera. I'm Phil Milani, and that's been this week's 3 and Out, brought to you by American Financing, Colorado's home for home loans.